As we move further and further into the month of June, we are still planting corn because of the wet soil conditions. How likely is it that our corn will make it to maturity before a killing freeze? Hi, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the agronomist with K-State Research and Extension for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. The likelihood of corn maturing before the first killing frost is a really, really good question. There are several factors that go into a calculation like this. They include long-term weather data and the relative maturity of the corn hybrid that you're planting. This year, we're likely planting a hybrid that ranges somewhere between 99 and 113-day corn, depending on when you were able to get that corn in the ground. The calculations with the relative maturity of corn hybrids are based on GDUs, or growing degree units. We hear this phrase really often, but what does it really mean? The GDU is a weather-based scale to measure the growth and development of a corn plant. These calculations take into account the daily high temperature and the daily low temperature. In general, it takes between 90 and 120 GDUs for corn to emerge from the soil. Some of this variability is related to the amount of residue on the soil surface, the soil temperature, and soil moisture. For a 110-day hybrid, the plant generally needs between around 1,500 GDUs to reach silking and 2,670 GDUs to reach the black layer, or what we call physiological maturity. So where are we at so far this year on the GDUs? Well, you can actually check that out on the K-State MesoNet website. This website has the data for weather stations located across the state. We have stations in Sherman, Cheyenne, Wallace, and Thomas counties, and many other surrounding counties. I have a link to this K-State MesoNet website posted on the K-State Sunflower District website, and you can find that at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. So we asked where we are for the growing degree units so far for this year. For Sherman County at the weather station for the period of May 10th to now, we are at 423 GDUs. Normally, we'd be at 451, so we are 22 GDUs behind normal. This is not really too surprising based on the weather that we've been having. So what does all of this that we've talked about mean for corn maturing before the first killing frost? The K-State Northwest Area agronomist Lucas Haig developed some tables with the probability that a specific corn maturity will make it to black layer before a killing frost for a specific location. For example, on the table for Goodland, a 103-day corn hybrid planted on June 5th has a 60% chance of making it to black layer before a killing frost. However, if you take that same 103-day hybrid and planted it on June 12th, it only has a 30% chance of making it to black layer before that first killing frost. Those tables outlining the probability of corn reaching black layer before a killing frost are posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website, and that is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. And we have tables posted for many, many locations across Northwest Kansas and some of the bordering locations in Colorado and Nebraska. So be sure to check those tables out for your location if you're still planting corn or planning to plant some more corn. You can keep up to date with what I'm finding out in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.